Gimel Adar Rishon, Friday the 12th of February, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, bringing Terumas Hashem.
Yisroi is very dramatic, and it contains the undertaking of Klal Yisrael and the promise for not only them but for all future Doros. Parshas Mishpatim is how we put into practice that which we undertook, the mitzvahs, both Ben Odom Lechaverim, Ben Odom Lamokim. And therefore, in many ways, it would appear that Truma is therefore not a continuation of Mishpatim, but a continuation of Yisrei. It's the idea of having a place for the Shechina and of building a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It connects more naturally to all the events in Yisrei rather than the details in Mishpatim. Yet, at the same time, the posuk that really focuses attention on the outcome of having a Mishkan is not the first one. The Torah doesn't start the first posuk of Truma by saying, "V'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem." There's the idea of the Truma, and we go into the ingredients, and only a few psukim later do we mention this great idea and this great ideal. So, in some ways, it doesn't seem to be connected either to Yisrei or to Mishpatim. However, if you have a look at the last episode in Parshas Mishpatim, it deals with Moshe Rabbeinu going and ascending Har Sinai, where he will spend 40 days. And the Shechina is present. We have a description there which is unique in the Torah. And it is an understanding of Kedusha. The Mishkan is the understanding that Kedusha can be extended from the heights of Har Sinai and be brought here into the world in which we live. That we can create something physical, a physical building, but it has a spiritual core. If the heart of it, if the purpose of it is Ruchni, then all Gashmias can relate to it. And therefore, the first of the items to be built are not the walls, and within all the kelim, the first of the kelim is the Orein. The Orein is the identity of the Mishkan, and after that, it's simply the details. How do you go about building an Orein in greater form? We expand the Orein into a Mishkan. Its core is Ruchni, and we build around it. We are therefore taking the physical world and using it to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a ladder that brings about a unity between Shamayim v'Aretz. And it's therefore not surprising that after the dream that Yaakov Avinu has, Sulam Mutzav Artsav Reisha Magia Shomaima, that when he wakes up he says, Ein ze ki in beis elekim. There was no bias. It was a place that was void of any structure. But he calls it beis elekim. What is beis elekim? It's when you take Olam Hazeh, when you take Oretz and connect it to Shomaim. That is beis elekim. It was centralized for Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. But conceptually, all of this world can can be made into Beis Elokim. And that is an understanding of the Medrash. Kivin sha'omru nasa v'nishma. As soon as we said nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, va'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham. What's the connection between the two? The only way a person is able to truly say nasa v'nishma is if they realize that everything in this world can be used in Avodas Hashem and has a purpose. Only if we are truly aware that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created around us has a tachlis, can we then say, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, we will do. Because we have the tools around us with which to perform it. It's only when you get to the Hakara that there is nothing in this world which is superfluous, that there's nothing in this world that can't be converted from mass into energy, from Gashmius into Ruchnius. It's only at that stage that you can truly say Nasa v'nishma, because I don't need to know what the details of the Torah are. I can undertake, sight unseen, to say that everything I come across, that every situation that I find myself in, Nasa. Because there is no situation that doesn't translate potentially into creating Beis Elokim. And the moment we say Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can be manifest. The Shechina can now reside b'tachtonim. We have a building, an edifice complex, almost. We like to build buildings. And to a certain degree, the world sees these buildings as somewhat immortal. It will live on beyond us. From the perspective of Yiddishkeit, it's not the building itself which brings about immortality. It's the Kedusha which we invest into the building. It's the Rotzein, the Tshuka of the building that makes it real. And therefore, the Torah can't start this week's Sedra with the instruction of Osuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Seicham. We first have to achieve Kol Isha Sheyidvenu Liboy. We need to put in our input, Umimela, it will result in Va'osuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Seicham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only reside B'Tachtenim when we have created a place, and that place is not created through bricks or Zohar, Kesef, and Nechoshes, but through our attitude. And when we have this Beis HaMikdash, it's easier to live with the idea that the Ramah describes in the very first siman, in the very first se'if of the very first siman of Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. It's the beginning, the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah adds an Arichus Hadvarim, which you would feel is somewhat out of place to a sefer that is going to be dedicated to halacha. It's a hashkafic idea, quotes the Mir Nevuchim. And the Ramah writes there that a person's ain't nu oisof shalom, a person's movements and their expression and their speech is different when they think they're sitting in their own house than if they see themselves as in the palace of the king. A person lives differently, acts differently, speaks differently if they are under the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is immediate. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, that was easier to achieve. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever present. In fact, the whole mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the mitzvah consisted, besides for the Korban, the mitzvah consisted of walking into the Azar, into the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, lining yourself up with the Heichal, with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and doing Hishtachavo. The purpose of Aliyah L'Regel is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence more obvious to me. The epitome of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid. How do we do that nowadays? So there are various routes, but the one that replaces the Beis HaMikdash is Tefillah B'Mokim Avoda. The idea of Tefillah is to remove all of those barriers that exist between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, most of which have been placed there by me. And ideally to achieve a state, a level, where I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bechina of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid. And therefore, one of the understandings, statements of Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Shabbos towards the end, Kuf Yud Ches, he says, Teisili, I will achieve Olam Haba, because I was Mekayim Iyun Tefillah. And one understanding in that is that through Tefillah, he was able to live an Olam Haba life in this world. He was able to connect Shemayim V'aretz. Memela, after his time in this physical world, he will become part of Olam Haba. That's what he managed to achieve while being in Olam Hazeh. He managed to create Dira B'Tachtonim. And the famous idea, which is often mentioned in the name of Chazal, but is actually of much later origin, that it's Belev Kol Ish V'Ish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina resides in each one of us, is simply an extension of this idea. I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life, and I see that there's no place in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. I'm taking a group to Moscow in a couple of weeks' time, so I've just been reading Yosef Mendelevich's biography. Incredible biography. Of the 12 years he spent in jail, in total, he spent probably over 2 years in solitary confinement. Why? Because he kept Shabbos. He was determined not to work on Shabbos while he was in the gulags and in the prisons, determined not to work on Shabbos, and periodically they would put him in solitary confinement. And that doesn't just mean you're in a cell on your own, but all the deprivations that come with it. And he describes at one stage, in the early years of his incarceration, that there were a few other Jews in the gulag with him. And he used to try and produce enough during the 6 days of the week in his factory that he wouldn't have to work on Shabbos, at least that the authorities wouldn't work out that he hadn't done anything productive on Shabbos. He would hide that which he had done extra in the week and bring it out on Shabbos so they would think he was working. And then on Friday night he would get these other three Jews together and they would sit and have a quote-unquote Shabbos meal. Now, you have to understand the surroundings. He's living in a place which is far from Gashmi. And he has very little with which to celebrate. He's not only surrounded by the brutality of the place, but some of the people who are incarcerated with him are ex-Nazis, are people who are Rishayim Be'etzim. And he's trying to create Shabbos there. And every so often, because only three people were allowed to sit together, one of the prison rules, and there were four of them. So every so often, one of these Rishoyim would inform the guards that there's an illegal gathering of four people, and the guards would break it up, just because they were sitting there. Right? That's what he lived with and lived through. What was he doing? He's creating Hashras HaShchina. He's creating Shabbos in Siberia. He is bringing together Shemayim Va'oretz. Pshutei kibashmoi. Doing it in a place where we would think it's not possible, but when you've said Naseh V'Nishma, you've come to the realization that there is no such place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can't be made manifest. And therefore, the understanding behind the Beis HaMikdash is this tziruf, is this ichud, this unity. But there's a further idea of unity in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban famously elaborates on the idea that the Mishkan served as a continuation to Har Sinai. And that's therefore an obvious link between the end of Mishpatim and the beginning of Truma. The Mishkan was a project that brought all of Klal Yisrael together. Me'es kol ish ashi yidvenu liboy. There's nobody who can't find something to donate to this project. And we know that the entire upkeep of the Mishkan, and in fact the entire foundation of the Adonim of the Mishkan, came from a chatzi shekel. Everybody gave exactly the same amount in order to build this Mishkan. It was the foundations created through everybody's equal donation. An expression of achdus. If we look back in Parshas Yisrei, famously, as Klal Yisrael arrive at Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it says Vayichan Shom, rather than Vayachnu in the plural. It describes Klal Yisrael in the singular as they arrive at Har Sinai. And Rashi says, because they were Ki'ish Echod Belev Echod. But all the other journeys and all the other places in which they camped, there was some sort of dissension, which is not that great a record. In other words, on all the other 41 occasions that they were Vayachanu, we would have to describe them in the plural, not the singular. This was the only time that we were able to say about them that they were united. That doesn't bode very well. More than that, in the previous Sedra in B'Shalach, when we are describing the Mitzrayim giving chase to Klal Yisrael and eventually reaching them at the Yam Suf, it says, U'Mitzrayim noisea achareihem. Noisea in the singular, and Rashi says essentially the same comment. Belev echod ki ish echod. So if the Mitzrayim manage it, how come Klal Yisrael only managed it once during their entire time in the Midbar? So the truth is that Rashi has reversed the two. In one case it says ki'ish echod belev echod, and in one case it says belev echod ki'ish echod. Seemingly an almost minor change. Actually, it's fundamental. Because the truth is that when the Egyptians were chasing Klal Yisrael, they were not united. The Medrash tells us that there were three different groups. There were those that wanted to kill them. There were those that simply wanted their gold and silver back. And there were those that wanted them back as slaves. So they're not united. How then can you describe them in the singular? Because in terms of action, in terms of activity, they were doing the same thing. But in terms of goal, of outcome, complete disunity. Whereas Klal Yisrael, at Har Sinai, we were all on different levels. Some Sofer says it wasn't just Aaron and the Zakenim and the Klal Yisrael that were delineated into three or four groups as to where they stood, but each member of Klal Yisrael had their position, depending on their level at that moment. So they're not united. They're all in different places. But they're actually really united. The unity came about from the fact they had one overarching goal and purpose in life, of Nasa V'Nishma, of Kabbalah Satora. That's real unity. Unity doesn't mean you all do the same thing. Unity means that you are all submitting yourselves to the same idea, to the same goal. That's true achdus. And therefore, that comes across in the building of the Mishkan, that all of us will give something very different to one another. You and your neighbour will donate something completely different. It's not in action that we need to be united. It's in our goal, it's in our purpose that we are one and we create achdus. And therefore, when there is sinas chinam, so clearly the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash comes to an end. Because what brings it together is that unity. What destroys it is when we don't see ourselves as having the same goal in life. Having said that, what are the, so to speak, raw ingredients that build this Mishkan? So the Baal HaTurim says on the word Truma, Torah Mem. It is created out of the Torah that was given on Har Sinai in 40 days. And the truth is there's a Zohar that precedes the Baal HaTurim, who writes, Is Truma Midoraisa? There exists a Truma, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And that is Torah Mem. So I saw in the Shvilei Pinchas, he writes that there's the Gemara in Nedarim, where Rav Yochanan says that Moshe learnt Torah each one of the 40 days that he was in Har Sinai and would forget it. Until on the 40th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Torah as a matana. Vayitein el Moshe, the pasuk that introduces the episode of the Egel, Vayitein el Moshe, on the 40th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all of Torah. So it was not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Torah in one go, it was given over 40 days as a result of being there for 40 days. Asks the Al-Sheikh, how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Torah every day? Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, how you talking? Secondly, if there was no way for him to retain the Torah, so why bother? Why not give it to him b'matana? You're going to have to do that in the end anyway. So why go through the whole process? Just do it once and it's all over. Give Torah in one day. So the Al-Sheikh answers that the 40 days were necessary in order to create Moshe into a keli that was able to receive Torah. It was a process of building Moshe into this keli, like an ubar. But over the first 40 days, it is formed and then becomes life. Shmuel Yaakov answers, however, that it was to teach us the principle, l'doreis, for all future generations, that lo yogati umotsosi al tamin. That if a person ever believes they can achieve Torah without yigias ha-Torah, it is a non-starter, even for Moshe. Moshe had to be meyageya in Torah for 40 days in order to achieve Torah. And this principle continues the idea that Torah is not an intellectual exercise. It's not knowledge-based. Torah is an input which I strain myself for, which I put my life kochus into, my gashmias, and the net result is Ruchni. Because, as the Beis Halevi famously points out, Yogati umotsosi are not parallels. It should say, I put in the effort, and I therefore achieved. I worked hard for my maths test, and I did well on the test. Motsosi is a metzia. It's something comes out of nowhere. What you're saying is, I put in a lot of effort here, and then I found something over there. They're not in the same place. But that's exactly the point. I am not approaching Torah Uruchnius in a way that I would approach Olam Hazeh. I'm approaching it from the perspective that I will put in my koichas, I will build a Mishkan, and you know how the Mishkan will actually stand? B'nais! Out of nowhere! It will be a Metzia! We can't actually trace our physical involvement in the Mishkan to the spiritual outcome. We have to do our bit, and then what happens? Miraculously, the world exists. That's the parallel between the two. And the interesting thing, Beis Halevi quotes a posuk in Tehillim, Oliso lamorem shaviso shevi lokachto matonis ba'odom. These are the descriptions, the verbs used, that describe Moshe Rabbeinu's Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satera. The Beis Halevi says there are three different verbs used there. One is Shavisa, Moshe captured Torah. One is Lokachta, Moshe bought Torah. And one is Matonis, that Torah was given as a gift. Says the Beis Halevi, there are three different dargas to Torah. The first daruga is shavisa shevi. It is something that can be captured by every person in Klal Yisrael. Torah was given in the Midbar, in the Mokim Hefka, and it is available to every single one of us. Even, says the Beis Halevi, somebody who learns Shalei Lishma, who has no Maisim Tovim, who in fact is not Royu Lekach, even they have the ability to connect to Torah, because the basic element of Torah is mibchinas shevi. I capture it against its will sometimes almost. Everybody has the ability to connect to Torah. The Gemara then goes on to say, la'ik magirsa, you need siyata dishmaya. For level 2, to learn halacha correctly, you need siyata dishmaya, tzvila, maisim tovim. And then there's a level beyond that called matonos, migalin lo rose Torah. That is not up to you at all. That is completely up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you areas of Torah, that's the third, the highest element of Torah, called Matana. So there's an element that you capture, almost Bal Karchoi. There's an element of Masa Matan. You do your bit and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Dishmaya. Then there's an element of Matana, which happens Me'alma. The basic level, though, is open to any single Jew whose ancestors stood at Har Sinai. Interesting, the Beis Halevi then translates this into the Medrash relevant to Kisisa about the fight, Kaviyachal, that Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have when Klal Yisrael start serving the Egel. It says that the Luchos was 6 Tfachim, Moshe held 2, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held 2, Tvachim, and there's 2 Tvachim in the middle. Says the Beis Halevi, it works perfectly with this. Moshe held 2 Tvachim because they're 2 Tvachim of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't reclaim. Those are the 2 Tvachim of Shevi. It's mine, I captured it. Then there are the 2 Tvachim Biyad Hashem, those are the 2 Tvachim of Matana of Torah. There, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and up to nobody else. And then there's the 2 Tvachim in the middle, that's the Sichsuch between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an understanding of how those 6 Tvachim describe the Luchos at that moment in time. But either way, what we see from the Torah Mem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Truma and explained to us how we build a Mishkan, how we build this world. The Chasam Sofer adds to that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, or was shown, every Chiddush, that every Talmud Vosik Osid Lechadesh, anything that would be ever created in Torah, was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. Umamele, he forgot that Torah, because it wasn't his chelek in Torah at that moment in time. He was just the conduit which allowed that Torah to exist in this world. But we would then, me'es kol ish ashiyidvenu liboy, each person would then create in their own lifetime their own chelek in Torah, which initiates from those 40 days on Har Sinai. The Truma Mem is not just for Klal Yisrael in the Deir HaMidbar, but for all Doros. There is a chelik in Torah which I have to be megala, which is my truma, which is my connection to the Mishkan. And therefore we are told at the end of Malachi, the very end of Nevi'im, last pasuk basically, Zichru Teras Moshe Avdi. The Torah of Moshe on Har Sinai, there's an element of it that is not discovered yet and is waiting for us to come along. And the idea of Kilechach Tov Nosati Lachem, the idea that we have been given Torah Lachem, is not just the Dera Midbar, but in all future generations there is a truma. Just like to finish with one thing, and that is, I came across at the very beginning of the week a piece of the Alderes. The Alderes was the Rav in Ponovitch, and then was the Rav in Yerushalayim at the turn of the 19th century after the death of Shmuel Salant. I saw this piece from the Alderes in this week's Edra. It's his yahrzeit today on Gimel Adar. He died in 1905, so just wanted to add something which he says in this week's Edra. Interestingly, he says it in a sefer called Zecher LeMikdash, which he printed Be'ilum Shem. He printed it anonymously, and subsequently it was worked out that this is his sefer. He says on the famous halacha in the Rambam says that you can only build a Beis HaMikdash by Yoim and not by Laila. And then the Rambam finishes off that halacha that Hakol Chayovim are Noshim V'Noshim. So it's a classic Mitzvah Aseh as Mangrom. If you can only do it at night, how can it be? Bris Mila, I mean, classically, this is a Mitzvah Aseh as Mangrom. So he writes there that when we talk about Mitzvah Aseh as Mangrom only being Shayach to men, that's if it's a Mitzvah on the Yochid, like Tfilin. But a Mitzvah of a Tzibur doesn't have that ikum. So he explains the Rambam. The Rambam's poshut. This is, there is no greater mitzvah de rabbim than the mitzvah which brings all the rabbim into one place, into one focus. Well, Mamela, it's a mitzvah that is not subject to the normal parameters of mitzvah de shas mangrom.